that makes me know that we had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. We update our formulas. We have certain formulas, but we update them with the times and everything, you know, and there's always a message involved.
Welcome back to the MacBenches Podcast. This is episode number 142. My name is Uncle Barry.
Murugi.
And we're back. Apologies, we didn't drop an episode last week. Some small engagements here there that we have to attend to from time to time. Mm-hmm. Thank you for understanding. I know you do. new episodes available on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or anywhere get your podcast from on Tuesdays and the B-side on Fridays. Mm-hmm. My name is Uncle Barry, like I said. We're in the building, just Murugi and I. ESV also had to show up at work today, and Humphrey's on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully,
he gets here. That's
where we're at. That's what we gotta work with what we have.
We just literally caught you up at where we're at for those 2 weeks that we've been missing.
True.
Or is it one? One.
One, yeah.
That you've apologized for.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, I don't know whether you've seen these videos on social media of people making content of... Mm-hmm. People teaching you how to say things, how to put things, the words to use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I don't know. Give me one.
I'd say if let's say you come in late to a meeting, the best thing to really say is thank you for waiting for me.
Uh-huh.
You know that I'm sorry I'm late. You're late already, you know. If the meeting was set at 3 o'clock and you walk in at 3:26 and we just have courtesy.
Yeah.
Because somebody told me that it's rude to say sorry I'm late. Like,
it's rude to say sorry I'm late.
It's just rude, but I think it's
underselling yourself.
True.
Yeah. Now that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who are teaching you some of those words to say.
I've seen those. Yeah.
But thank you for waiting for me, as you're saying, and it kind of makes them feel some way.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently when you're saying sorry, it's like you're remorseful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing with us. We're always saying we are sorry. And we always keep it real. Every time we fail to bring the assignment, we have to apologize. I love that about you.
Yeah.
I'm usually like, Barry.
because even shouts to Mikey was like, hey, bro, did you guys drop me something tomorrow? That was last Monday. I'm like, no, man, we didn't record. why? So you have to explain it to them.
Yeah, I'm thinking,
I have to tell them to tell that to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But even going back to the meeting and the example that I gave, I mean, if the meeting was set at 3 and it's 3:40, we're not seeing you, we can decide to go.
For real, but so we're still here.
Exactly, we waited for you.
Thank you for waiting for me, guys.
That's why I never say things like thanks.
Mm.
I always say thank you.
Thanks is like
thanks is such a as very little.
Oh God, really?
I never say thanks, even on text. I never say thanks. I always say thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's you either say thank you or asante.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like thank you has some meaning to it. You're being personal with me.
So it's a thing. I think it's a thing that I didn't know, but I don't know. There are people, but I feel like PMMA, like a thanks is like no, especially when I really mean it, it's usually like thank you.
Yeah.
Like thank you so much. Yeah.
Even going deeper, maybe going too personal is like thank you, Murugi.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel? Imagine going to a like maybe let's say just general store and you pay by M-Pesa and they read out your name like thank you, Brett. Like, damn, I'm coming back. you feel it's just the human brain works in like the certain spots that you just maybe can touch with just words.
Yeah. The power of words.
Yeah, sometimes I compile a report for maybe somebody I've seen and they're like, thanks, bro. I'm like,
yeah.
I wish you knew all the ChatGPT I done did on that shit.
Like, that's why it's a thing.
No, I'm just saying it's me still going out of my way. Like respectfully, but, I feel like thanks is underselling yourself, like you were saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But thank you.
But I don't know. It's just it's a culture thing, I'd say, because I've had the pleasure of interacting with people from all walks of life and different walks of life,
mm-hmm.
and and when it comes to time and keeping time and being time conscious, there's this thing we call Kenyan time. Like, if a Kenyan tells you, like, bro, I'll be there by 2, the people, maybe you even give them, like, some people will even give you allowance to even come in 1 hour late. Like, it's getting to a point where we think it's a funny thing, but it's our culture. Yeah. Generally, we just maybe, we call the Coastarians, the guys in the coast, slow. We're all slow.
Are we really?
You had the whole schedule for an entire week. Why are you showing up late?
Really?
Yes, there's always room to excuse yourself. But look at it like a work thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where, let's say, for example, me, I work in a 24-hour establishment.
Yeah.
And there's different shifts.
Mm-hmm.
So is somebody doing this shift A, B, and C?
Mm.
So it's hand over here, continuation, and it's
a wheel.
Exactly.
Flowing.
It's throughout.
Yeah.
So if I'm late, I'm inconveniencing somebody.
Yep.
Let's say I'm late without an apology.
Worse.
Damn, I feel like you're teaching etiquette. To some people, they say you don't have to go to school for common sense, but I don't think reminding somebody of something is a bad thing.
Do you think, like, because you're talking about the speed, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
even our podcast, sometimes I look at it and I feel like
mm-hmm.
maybe we might be a little too fast for...
Too fast for what?
A little bit too fast for our listeners, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Maybe somebody, like... I don't know. Maybe
them catching up?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know. Like, even our pace, like, uh-huh. maybe we speak, like, if people speak, like, 60 words...
we should
like
speak slower.
Seconds.
Is this Utopia?
We speak, like, 180. So, in the perspective of slowness,
uh-huh.
it's true. Some people might be slow.
Yeah.
And some other people look too, like...
Mm-hmm.
slow to catch up to anything, like come at a workplace.
Uh-huh.
A workplace is a place where, especially if you know
mm-hmm.
in an industry like yours,
mm-hmm.
you know the time, like, has its value.
Mm-hmm.
As we always told, time is money.
Mm-hmm.
Time is money. Kwanza, in the workflow, people who do that outwardly disrespectful, but kuna notorious late comers.
Yeah,
we have those guys. Are you one of them?
It depends. Usually parties, I'm showing up late. Like, mostly it happens.
Yeah, we've always said that.
I don't know. Mostly, the parties, I don't know why you show up to parties late.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
even when you, like, plan it and whatever, I don't know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a work thing, something corporate, I usually want to show up in good time.
Awesome.
Yeah. And even, like, it goes a long way, like even submitting, like, deadlines, when you have deadlines of working on something, like reports or whatever it is that you could be working on. But, like, even homework, like you mentioned, this being the Backbenchers podcast, like, even through school, you're going to have to hand in your assignment late. That's why I think, as humans, you're given that window to excuse yourself. Like,
excuse me, teacher.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's when now you get to where now you have to excuse yourself or maybe mm-hmm. offer an apology. That's when the etiquette comes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you relay this apology? Like, how do you address this? Like, if you're gonna be late, are you just gonna say, hey guys, I don't think like, you can't start a statement like you don't think.
I don't think.
Be certain. Tell us what's like. We want the final word.
So I will never say the words I do not think in mm-hmm. my life. Those are words like you're saying a human being should never be able to utter.
Going back to how this began, you were talking about guys telling, like, coaching people some of the things not to say.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of, like, you undersell yourself.
Mm.
Even saying things like literally.
I don't think. You're underselling yourself. But people, I can say...
People overuse the word literally. That's why when... that's. Because I'm telling you, I've met the same, I've seen the same content. There's this guy I follow, like, he's showing you, like, how to navigate, like, just maybe car hacks. Then he's one of his good friends does now the how to maybe, like, suit up, show up, like, how to act in public, you know. Like, I think you can make content out of everything, but things like seriously, like, literally, those are some of the words you shouldn't say.
Man.
Or you should have used them least. Yeah, don't use
seriously
them too often.
And
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, what do you mean? I'm telling you.
Literally.
Imagine I started off telling you, Murugi, I have a story. And you tell me, go ahead. And I tell you my story and I keep going and you ask like, seriously? Are you sure? Yes, we're going to need those kind of interjections in between. Mm-hmm. But you have to pick your words right.
No, but it all depends on the tonation in the sarcasm in it. I might be like, seriously? Because it's just like, this is unbelievable. Uh-huh. Like, you must be joking. Like,
I get that. Spice the convo.
Yeah,
it's
like,
talk.
You know,
it's talk anyway at the end of the day.
It's like to bring their soigne in the language, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel like the context of the conversation matters, but true. Also using them sometimes is a little bit too much. Yeah. Like, let's hold it back.
Yeah.
Like, don't be like literally all the time.
Yeah,
like, come on. Is come on one of them?
I think
is one of them.
But I think you can say come on to not maybe curse and say damn. Because actually, damn it, it's a curse word. So you can maybe, oh, come on.
No.
rather than saying damn it. but it's how we maybe relate to stuff. Like how we were having conversation with Shouts to Apple here.
Yeah.
And I used a word that he picked from somewhere. It was like, is it only you or maybe me that sometimes you maybe catch wind of a certain word and now you often start using it? And I'm telling you, it's just a circle of life. Maybe you've always known the word, but maybe you don't know how to use the word.
Yep.
Or maybe it doesn't really make sense to you in a certain way. But when you maybe hear somebody use it, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now I can actually use this.
Damn.
Like, that's why in a dictionary, they give you the meaning and at least a sentence or two
To give you some
guide.
Yeah.
Do you ever play those Google games where like similar?
I was just about to go there.
I think when you use a smartphone, try to enjoy everything. Just don't be on WhatsApp and Gram.
Remember, I'm a linguist. That's one of my favorite things to do. And my homies too. Shout outs to Magic and Kelly. Like, we play that together a lot. And then so we're using one phone, but we share. So sometimes it'd be such a simple word, and then once you give it to them, they just look at, and then you're like, damn, Stace, you couldn't say that?
Yeah.
You couldn't say that?
I know, it happens. Even with spelling.
Yeah.
You know,
the spelling.
Yeah.
Oh.
There are certain words. I mean, some people have trouble spelling the word tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Is it double R? Is it double M? Thank God for autocorrect. Some people are really getting scot-free with this. Like, on text, if we didn't have autocorrect on the QWERTY keyboard,
it could have been bad.
It would be a QWERTY keyboard. Like, it would be rugged like that. Oh, man.
It's ridiculous. Because sometimes I be spelling babe like baeb. Baeb. You know, you're like, what? That's why we used to do things like dictation in primary school.
Yeah, to make sure
like your spelling is correct. Spelling bees. Oh, those used to be the damn thing. Sorry.
Those were nice. Those were nice.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
So
yeah.
I feel like language is just like crazy.
Yeah.
We need to use it correct. And anyway, we're always glad to give you another episode.
True. Yeah, we're here, man. Should we? I mean, 13 minutes in, but we can still kick it.
Yeah.
I wanted to like talk about like routines and alarms and reminders and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just schedules in general. And I think we've even touched on maybe some bits of it, like schedules, maybe like things like etiquette how you learn words and things, because every day is a learning day.
Yep.
I mean, I went through school. I didn't grasp everything.
Yeah.
So there are things we learned in school, but it's not really making sense to me all these years later. So you never stop learning.
Yep.
Everybody learns.
Every single day.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know what your routine, because last week we were talking about shopping. No, I remember there's an episode and ESV brought the shopping and shopping with your partner and just going, generally just doing some shopping.
Together with your partner.
Yeah.
And we had a problem with that.
Yeah. And we ended up talking about, what was the title of that podcast? I think like 3 podcasts ago.
Do the math, guys.
Do the math, please.
At the Backbenchers podcast. Mm-hmm.
They're all available.
Yeah.
So I really don't know if you really have maybe routines, because for me, like earlier, you know, I told you I was texting my supervisor just to not forget, like I requested like a 1, 2, 3 days leave, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just to put that on the timetable, you don't want the schedule for the week coming out mm-hmm. without this. Like, it's going to be a back and forth because it's already out, it's printed, bro.
Yeah.
We have a whole plan for the week.
It's going to be a lot.
Exactly, like. Yeah. So it's just from tiny things like that. Mm. They already have a whole schedule for how the business is going to run throughout the week.
Yeah.
So with that, I'm going to plan myself. Mm. I know I'm working Tuesday afternoon, Monday morning, Thursday, like it's like that.
Yep.
So I'm setting my alarms to this.
Yes.
But I was in my iPhone, you know, in my wristwatch, I wear a stopwatch.
Mm-hmm.
I can see you if you ever seen a picture of me.
Mm-hmm. But a gray one.
Yeah. So I wear a stopwatch. Usually I have an alarm at 1 o'clock.
Silver, sorry guys.
Silver, hey, yeah. Bad, silver. Bad. See you. Now you know you what see, to you, give
you
the
see
boy.
The words.
The words.
The words matter.
The words really
it's
matter.
Gray, silver.
It's silver. Yeah. So I wear a stopwatch, Carrillo silver. What did I say? Casio.
Carrillo. Hey, the language. It's coming back to bite us in our ass. Eh?
I see.
Casio.
Yeah. So usually I have a 1 o'clock alarm that if it's constant throughout the day, whether it's my off day, I'm at work, I'm in the house, usually I have like a 1 p.m. Like it's usually 1 p.m. is kind of like the midday for me.
Mm.
Yeah, because if I'm left with, if it's 1 p.m. and I'm at work, I know I'm clocking out in an hour and a half at most,
mm-hmm.
at least.
Yeah.
So, yes, I have to hand over. Like I said, it's a 24-hour institution.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to plan myself, like, I have to go through my checklist. Have I done this? Have I touched on this? Like, what is it that I'm going to leave over? Yeah. Like, what is it that I'm going to hand over for the next person coming?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, like, straightened me out, like, hey, yo, bro, so you have these minutes left.
Yeah.
Also, when I'm in the house and I'm supposed to leave or maybe do something, it alerts me. Oh, you should be out? Or you should be getting ready or something like that.
Yep.
Or maybe it's midday. I mean, it's afternoon right now. Because mm-hmm. sometimes we lose track of time.
True.
It happens. On a lazy day, it happens. So those are some of my routines. Also, things like buying breakfast. I hate going for breakfast in the morning.
Mm.
I hate doing that.
Breakfast is not really my thing. But when I do breakfast, I want to do a very good one. Mm. And when I do a very light one.
Uh-huh.
I can't do like, I don't know. I can't do an in-between. Mm-hmm. I'm not like a tea and bread
mm-hmm.
toast type of babe.
Uh-huh.
No. That will not work for me.
I see. Yeah. I see. I'm big on breakfast.
For sure?
I'm a morning person.
Well, but
I'm a morning person. Like, I'm big on breakfast because breakfast, like, today I actually didn't make any eggs because I was out of black pepper.
Mm.
I felt like I'm not going to enjoy my eggs the same way I do. So I didn't want to go for some other options. I'm like, no, let me just not have eggs today. Let me do something else. But I'm really big on breakfast myself.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I can easily do without lunch, mm-hmm. but I can't skip breakfast and maybe
dinner. Okay.
Yeah. But if I'm working in the morning, mostly it would just be maybe a bite or maybe a slice of bread and coffee or maybe a cookie.
But
yeah, then I have to, if I ever skip breakfast, I always have lunch. But if I had a heavy lunch, I usually take light lunches.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm usually like in the morning, that's when I want to do it heavy. So I usually have like a brunch situation.
Nowadays, I'm not going to pause. I'm just going to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can go through my day physically, like prepared.
Uh-huh.
I can miss lunch and then I'll have to have maybe a snack at around 3 or 4, uh-huh. and then I have dinner sometime later.
Yeah. So, oh, nice. Yeah. I like that. So usually for me, I'd have my dinner early, mm-hmm. like early, like 6, 7. Mm-hmm. So around
6, 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I hate dinner after 8. Like 8 is the least I could have dinner, because you eat. It's not good to eat and go to bed.
You're not using that. All of that calories, they're just gonna settle.
Yeah.
You're not using it.
Yeah, so I usually, like, I'll take my dinner early. Then maybe after 9 o'clock, if I'm still up, that's when I can bite something. Yep. Maybe I had some snacks, maybe some tea scone. You can even have that maybe with some juice, you know. That is easy because it's been long now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not one of those people to, like, eat lunch. I remember even in high school, like, lunches, if you had, like, a boring lesson and it's a double one in the afternoon, oh, bro, I'm dozing off.
Guy, how do you miss lunch? I don't understand. Miss breakfast, but not lunch. Not lunch and dinner, bed.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. If I had breakfast, I'm missing lunch. But if I didn't have breakfast, I'm definitely having lunch. Yeah. So it's mostly, for me, it's 2 meals a day. And bed. Snacks. And I snack throughout.
But no, you're also those people.
Yeah.
You're also those people.
Small
you're saying
bites.
You have, you're saying you have 2 meals, but wait a minute.
I'm
guys.
Eating throughout.
I'm only eating throughout.
Yeah, I know people also just be drinking throughout. Like somebody will have a soda in the morning, like they be have something else, like coffee, like 4 o'clock, they had tea. Like, hey, bro.
They're back in the supermarket for some yogurt.
I know.
Shit. Give me an iced coffee in the evening. Like, bro, it's mad.
I can't even finish the day with some wine. Like, sheesh. Are you trying to become a taster? Lab or something.
Yeah. But I feel drinks are usually dope.
Yeah.
Sipping is always like a nice feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's also something I like to translate in my house, even mm-hmm. like to the utensils that I get. Mm-hmm. Like when I want to have my strong tea
mm-hmm.
in layman's language, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come to the other world, when I want to have like my iced tea, I want my lemon
mm-hmm.
tea,
mm-hmm.
I want my cinnamon, you
uh-huh.
know?
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, the kind of utensils I use gives me the ambience and the mood and the aura and the, that I need to feel from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it just...
Mm-hmm. It's good you mentioned beverage because mm-hmm. that's really where I'm an expert in.
Yep.
And when it comes to beverage, one of the best things, or maybe the first things you need to do is make sure you're having it in the right glassware.
But
I mean, if it's beer, make sure you're having it in a beer mug mm-hmm. or beer glass. Mm-hmm. If it's wine, if it's red wine, have it in the correct or the right red wine glass.
Having beer in a tot glass.
I know. That's what they did to me last night.
You can have
giving
beer
me samples.
In a tot glass, my dude.
Give me a whole bottle. Why are you giving me samples of beer in a tot glass? How will I sample that beer?
That's like four.
Okay, maybe that's a sample.
That's four. Like... Bottle, even a double shot doesn't suffice here.
Yeah, I went to the bar. I'll tell you about I would say, because I told you this off mic.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to refill my Irish whiskey and I told this guy, because I had like two already. I had like two doubles already. So I went for a single. Then this guy, like, come on, bro. Like, I don't have change. So
just take
a
double.
I don't have change.
Come on. Plus,
who drinks a single? I'm
double
like, up. So I'm like, I'm contemplating. I'm like, do I take a double? Like, it's really convincing. He's trying to make a sale. Like, he's really made it polite because it really, like, outright just make me feel wrong. But it's like, come on, bro. Come on, just drink a double. I don't have change. They're like, okay, cool. Just pour me a double.
Do the thing.
Yeah.
All right.
The music is playing. The DJ is paid.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I love everything. Like, cool. Let's do it. But just going back to beverage, because every single beverage, Marugi, trust me, they all have an history.
True.
From tea to coffee to beer to cocktails to every single drink that you can think of, they all have an history.
Everything comes from somewhere.
Exactly. Pause. But I feel like when you get it right, another pause. that is when you enjoy it. You remember there was this one time we were having some keg beer, and I told you, let's have this keg in this big wine glasses. And let's have it chill. It elevated the drink, and it was an entire, everybody was like, this is different.
If you don't know what keg is like brewed beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keg is beer. Yeah. So the experience was kind of elevated.
Mm.
It's like, let's say it's like, that's why that's majorly, yes, that's one of my reasons why I don't often go for white wines. If let's say I'm outside in a space where I want to get like ice cubes and maybe some
beers. It has to be chill.
Exactly.
Usually, it has to be chilled.
Yeah. So yeah, if you want to enjoy it nice, even coffee and tea mugs. Do you know there's a difference?
Coffee and tea. Yeah,
big
one.
Yeah, because coffee, you want it to stay hot. So that's why it has a mug.
Mm-hmm.
And like with the tea, the more the tea cools down, the flavors enhances. So that's why, there's even a way of drinking these things.
Yep.
So you just can't just open a wine and start chugging it from the bottle. There's even a way of holding the glass. There's even a way of pouring. Damn, I feel like I'm offering a masterclass right here. But if you appreciate everything how it's supposed to be done, like it you get home safely. It's like driving. In Kenya you can't drive on the right side. There's oncoming traffic, of course.
But come on.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I swirl from the big wine glass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I still chug it from the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all get the same effect?
I totally agree. But I think the thing is they're now connoisseurs and just maybe
consumers. It's the culture in it, the art in it.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Yeah, because when I was doing the KO thing, the bartender shouts to Derek.
Mm.
I was calling him Dre the entire time.
No, Derek.
Trying to get familiar and shit.
Yeah, you're trying to get me there.
So this guy's giving the history about gin. He's so passionate. I mean, he's making the class so interesting. I was loving it.
Mm.
And I actually even learned more because most of the time you're like thinking, oh yeah, there is that. But when you have the knowledge, you get to appreciate it
more.
Mm-hmm.
The appreciation comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now those are just now the beauties in just life.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to experience these things in the correct manner.
True.
That's how you get to slow down time.
Yeah.
That's how you get to be a little bit slower.
Mm-hmm.
I want to
bring in a nice perspective that I just came into my mind.
Okay.
Let's say I post a car on my socials, they're like, hey, new whip. And then somebody's going to be like, oh shit, look at it. This guy is stunting. Then there's this other guy who's going to be happy for me. Let's say it's you, Murugi.
Mm.
I've been telling you how I'm saving for this ride. I've been doing this. I've been sacrificing my ass off to get this ride.
Bet.
So you're going to be happy for me because you know what's happening.
But
for some regular, somebody scrolling on a budget, they're like,
it's all right.
There's some dude. Oh, good for you.
Yeah, we're going.
Yeah. Okay, just another bad drive on the road. So when you have the knowledge, the appreciation really like gets heavier.
True.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell whether it's the 10th ride or the first ride.
True.
So some random guy will be scrolling, but someone who knows, if you know, you know,
shouts to King Push. leave Pusha T alone. Let me see you Pusha T.
No.
Do you want to talk about that? You really want to talk about the beef, though. What's happening on the beef? It's crazy.
It's been crazy. It's been mad.
It's been crazy.
Yeah, it's been tanto.
Just let me do this on air.
The year is 2024, guys.
The year is 2024. Kobe here.
Uh-huh.
And the hip hop rap beef, it's unfolding. It's unfolding nicely in my eyes, my perspective. And Murugi, I'm sorry, but let me just go back. I remember when this beef was starting and you guys were like, no, that thing is not going to happen. No, Kendrick won't jab. This guy, I know. You're kind of skeptic, at least to say.
And we need to find this clip and actually insert it. And producer, I said that earlier.
There's some homework. Yeah. When the beef actually began.
If that was my reaction.
When facts, when like that finally first dropped.
Okay, if that was my reaction then, it's because...
It was the first time the two of you, shouts to ESV, for the first time Dr. Mze, shouts to him, that's the first time I was telling you about it. You, the, both of you didn't know anything. You didn't listen to like that. Yeah.
Oh, bad, bad.
And you were skeptic. And because that is telling me like, okay, you're fun, you're purist, you know this, you feel like you know this. Because that's one of the things that I was learning from this beef.
Okay.
Because... us as fanatics, you always think like, we know. I know Kendrick. Mm. Oh man, I know Drake didn't do this. Mm. Oh, Drake can easily do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely a cardinale, you know. Mm. But usually, like even with social media, like I say, we only put out there what we're willing to put out there.
But
so these guys are giving us like some extra gossip stuff that we didn't know we know. So you think you know them, but you don't.
And that is what makes the beef the beef.
Yeah.
But do you know what? Mm. It makes me mad that the beef right now is becoming the tea. Mm. It's like now the gossip is what creates the beef.
Mm-hmm.
Like me exposing you.
Uh-huh.
Me saying what you actually really are.
Uh-huh.
And maybe some is just like a speculation.
Yeah.
By which you saw one of them do. And others actually come in with receipts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, wagwan.
Yeah, I think that is just how petty a beef could get. Because even on Euphoria, Kendrick says, don't tell no lies about me, so I won't tell no truths about you. So whatever it is that you want to put out there, and even told Drake, don't take it, don't do what?
Don't take it there,
I'll take it further.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of the blog posts, I don't mean to say they are right, but from other people's perspective, I think that's the best way to put it. Guys are saying like Kendrick is beating Drake in his own game, being petty.
But
because I've always said it, Drake is one of those people that he's always gonna clear his name, even if the receipt says it's him. He always has an explanation. Going back to that etiquette class.
But I feel like he was given the big dog in the industry to come and actually, like, you know, it's like Kendrick was like, you know what, guys, settle down, settle down, and that's what happened to J. Cole. That's why he needed to settle down and step down from the beef.
Rule number one to any fight.
And he was like, let me deal with this. Let me deal with it.
Yeah.
Let me hold my beer.
This.
Yeah.
Hold my beer. Kendrick was like, just hold my beer. But let me just break this down for you. In every fight, I think there's always one constant rule. Pick your battles wisely.
But
I mean, I'm not going to shoot at somebody I know is gonna knock me out with the first punch.
But that's the problem. And that is why this is happening. That is who Drake is. He thought he could shoot at this guy. Like, Kendrick was just chilling, man. Like, he was just chilling.
I feel like you're biased.
We're not really biased, but...
Okay, it's really what the beef has come as at now. At the time of recording, all the tracks been out... all the tracks as at now. I think the last one.
But personally, I actually really felt from the beginning, and we've talked about this before a few times. I really think the beef is at the end of the day, this is hip hop. The beef is really about the artistry in it.
Yes.
And I feel like this is where Drake goes wrong because he feels like he's the king of hip hop. In quotes.
Yeah.
YouTube coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't have any right to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why he's being like, Kendrick was like, I'm gonna put you in your place.
Because
if anything, do you think Kendrick is the king of pop as much as he has the match numbers that he does, and he makes so much numbers at the end of the day, quote that in capital letters, that is what he has to show for it.
But going by...
But when it comes to the artistry in the hip-hop, no.
I feel you. I see your angle.
Mm-hmm.
But my counter to that is, I feel like Drake really had to shoot at Kendrick, because going by those numbers you're saying... Who is close? He's always been the big three. And when this thing was starting, I think I said this thing, nobody has cold blood with anybody. They just want to be the number one person. It's about the throne. And Kendrick started off this saying, "There's no, it's not a big three, it's a big me." And J. Cole started saying that was the big three. Mm. J. Cole too also said that thing. So it's a matter of who wants to sit at the top. And for you to sit at the top, you have to fight your way through whoever is the next contender or maybe the able contender. And according to maybe a bigger fan base, going by numbers, it's only the three of them. So I hate to see maybe J. Cole going out. Respectfully, yes, you can choose to do that. But for the sake of the culture, I mean, you should have just stayed in it. Because at some point...
In the beef? No.
I know, I feel like, because it's...
We're not going to jump this nigga. We're just going to give you one nigga who you're going to have to go to
work. Okay. I see a threesome not working out well.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
No.
Okay. Because I respect your decisions. I mean, if you... In 2024, you're claiming mental stuff right now. I mean, that's serious. That's news these days. Mm. So, cool. You can step aside.
Yep.
I like that. I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
So the fight is just between Drake and Kendrick. And like I told you, the beef is not concluded yet.
And it's not even just between Kendrick and...
Mm-hmm.
It's not even just between Kendrick and Drake, sorry. It's just between Drake also now, so many people are jabbing at him. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's even like Drake against the hip-hop industry.
But Drake has always had haters. Like, I'm a high hater.
But right now, it's crazy. And he's even singing about it in all the songs that he's been dropping. By the way by which he's been making fire-ass jams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're bangers, but they just ain't banging as much as Kendrick is. That's the problem, man. And Kendrick was like, and I think that's why J. Cole had to sit down, because Kendrick was like, I'm going to go at this nigga how he's going to take me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let him drive, and then I'm going to slaughter him at his own game.
Because
I feel like number one mistake Drake did was like think Kendrick was not going to drop at his pace.
Yeah. True.
And then he started dropping with him.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped with him a couple of days back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, what? What do you even mean?
Yeah.
So it's something that we haven't thought of. People always think Kendrick is a slow writer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the perception. But, and
I mean, it's not even really like people think. Mm-hmm. I mean, he even said it when during his interview with Rick Rubin, because he asked him about his work process.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned how he does things. But yes, I know if knowledge, appreciation. So the fact that you know how Kendrick comes up with his work, his body of work, through all the progress that he does, and you see him do something good in a short span, you can appreciate it more. I totally understand that. But for me, I still feel like this is yet to be concluded. Because
you don't know who's won?
No. It's not us to... Yes, we can decide who won.
Oh, it's a personal decision at the end of the day, though.
They have to piece it out. Because if they don't piece it out, it's a forever beef.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I know.
That's what's up, man.
In every hip-hop beef, we have got to piece it out.
They never piece out shit, man.
They do.
Stuff even gets... crazy sometimes.
Nas and Jay-Z, pardon me, pieced it out in a concert in front of a crowd. Years later, they even made a song together
and stuff. More,
even like recently, I think Jay-Z and Nas were in a track, What's Beef or something. Yeah, so
but that's it. Okay, but right now it's a little bit too early. Rene is a little bit early.
Yeah. If you consider the kind of information these guys are putting about people, like Kendrick beating up his wife and them living separately, they have a family, Drake, I mean him exposing...
That has not been proven though.
It is. They know each other. Why are they saying... Why is he telling him don't to tell any lies? They know each other. Why are they telling us things we don't know? These people mess with each other. They fuck the same guys.
Are you going to say that?
Listen, Murugi, there's a track.
Are you... Listen. That is like you say you actually believe like Kendrick is a pedophile.
No.
Do you believe Kendrick is a pedo?
No. I don't want to be that bold. Just let me just tell you.
So, the
industry is just the same. That is the thing. It's just the same thing. I'm telling you. I could easily walk into JW Marriott and meet one, two, three people I've maybe rubbed shoulders with in maybe workspace, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the same industry. Rick Ross and Justin Bieber have a song called Same Bitches. Me and Justin Bieber fuck the same bitch. It's a thing they do.
It's
the industry. Even if you look at ball players, all the guys in the NFL, NBA, they all like they click together.
But
it's just so they know they are definitely have information about each other.
Yeah.
It's like maybe we have information about maybe other podcasts. I don't want to say it's bad information, but forget. That's just what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a personal relationship from what they think.
Yes.
So at some point they have to piece it out.
Mm.
And I still think there's more to come maybe.
Mm.
Yeah, but from the day of recording Mother's Day, shout outs to all the mamas in the house.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you. On the 12th of May, Sunday.
Yes.
There's no new track.
2024.
So if something drops tomorrow, Tuesday or Thursday, we'll know. But so far, it's the fans are calling it Kendrick. Most of it, for maybe most of what I'm getting.
Kendrick is winning.
Yeah.
I've always been saying this.
Because even if you listen to the songs, and that's why maybe like listen to a record. We were listening to those songs in the morning and we would like, Edge was like, hey man, like you could listen to this despite the beef. Because it's a nice record. This switching flows.
It's crazy.
It's a bar. I mean,
It's crazy. It's just him. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this in the future, man, turn back to the past. Come back to 2024. Beef of the century.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it can be. We don't know whether it's the last beef in a very long time. Because the
heat. Who knows? Meek Mill is constantly on beefs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know,
but since it's been proven.
Okay, this is the biggest, because there've definitely been some other beefs, like Freddie Gibbs. But talking of the top,
the major ones, it's like the of the century.
And this coming in 15 years later after both of their careers, it's nice. Because they've been the top since.
But for me, that's why I was like...
How did you feel about the shooting that happened on Drake's...
In Drake's house.
And this was after Kendrick shared his location. You see how crazy it's getting? Bro, I'm even sharing your location. That is dangerous. You see, it's serious like that. I'm taking jabs at you.
That's why I'm
But I don't feel like he did it in a bad faith.
Mm.
Like, you remember, rest in peace, Pop Smoke. He died because he leaked out his location. In less than an hour, gunmen were at his doorstep.
Mm.
But at that point, definitely, it's because he had beef. And it could be maybe beef with somebody else, not with somebody in the music business, maybe. Maybe just somebody who's out there looking.
Some lucky beef that's not somebody, as mainstream.
Yeah, somebody's just mad at you because maybe you fucked that girl. Like, it could be something like that, you know. So maybe they caught you lacking and boom, bow, you're out. But I'm not saying that's how I want to see things go. But if you look at maybe even like Good Kid, Mad City, like making history, like right now, they're both winning in terms of revenue coming into their pockets. They're doing good right now.
They're both doing good. But the thing where
the beef is selling, that's what I'm saying.
The beef is not the selling. Mm-hmm. The beef is that Drake can come into hip-hop and claim to be the king of hip-hop. He ain't.
Your perspective is different from mine. I'm saying.
That's why we live
I'm
to calling, differ.
I'm not. No, that's no, no, why no. Listen to mine. Just listen to mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying the constant battle and beef and all that is giving. It's bringing attention and controversy, and that is how they make good buck.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I'm not talking about Drake coming to hip hop. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The beef is selling. Yeah, now you see my perspective.
Oh,
yeah,
the money part.
Yeah,
it still lies in the money at the
exactly,
end of the day.
Yeah, so it's nice.
You've
that's
taken
what I'm
us
saying.
Far.
That's why I feel like Cole really messed it up because he's the one who has a new album coming out. So this would I even said this earlier that this was really going to be nice for J. Cole because he's cooking. And if you cook and you bring all this heat, you bring bangers back to back, bro.
If I'm going to really go, if you're going to really like go like that, like we're taking it deep. That's why I'm saying like maybe sometimes we are like a little bit too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're taking it deep. If it's always about the money at the end of the day, you don't think there's some authenticity back to it? Like, is it always about the numbers? Like, if we're making numbers, if this is what does it, let's fucking do it.
No. I don't think...
Is it just like that?
No, I didn't say that to mean that everything is just about the money, because even for us, the fans, we're getting no money from this.
Yeah.
We're just enjoying the thing. Super like, invested. It's just good tracks. They're coming back to back, Meet the Grammars, like Family Matters. Like, it's just nice for us as fans. Mm. Everything. I mean, we're even having conversations with this. Like, it's just like even the playoffs. Right now, I mean, I meet with my colleagues who watch basketball. Next thing, we're just talking about that game that happened last night.
Yeah.
Tonight, it's Man U and Arsenal, a definitive game for this season. Mm-hmm. So it's just constantly going to be banter between the fans.
Yep.
But really, I think in as much as cash is king, even in our little small businesses, that's some kind of money you're going to say even no to, you know. If somebody's not maybe willing to meet the price, you're like, ah, no.
I'll sell,
it happens. Yeah, if you don't meet the price, maybe if there's room for bargain and you don't meet the price, usually they're like, oh no, I'm not too angry, no, they just miss me. 45, you want to talk about something else? That beef took a whole 15.
But anyway, we're gonna keep up with the beef. Let's see what's going to happen.
Yeah. I hope you all enjoying too. And so many people are enjoying.
Big stuff for the hip-hop industry. Yeah. For the pop industry too. Because now the pop... Because Drake being a pop artist.
It's all popular music at this point.
We're going to see how it turns out. What are you watching? What is the sports into? Some new music.
New music. New music, I've been listening to Ghana.
New album is
One
out.
Of One, yeah. I like it. I even played a few tracks for you earlier. Mm. That's what I'm listening to. What else am I listening to? I think I've been listening to... Oh, I'm back on my Apple Music!
Finally.
I know. I mean...
Cheated on us on Spotify.
I think 4 months of using Spotify. Uh-huh. I think the only thing that Spotify is really good at is
the playlist.
No. It's just I can press pause from the bedroom, play next, and it's playing on a different device. How they marry each other. It's playing from the laptop, and
it's
I can
interfaced
pause it
in every
exactly.
device.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the only part where they beat Apple, because I almost got used to that. So I want to press next and I have to come all the way.
What?
Because I have my music station here and mostly I'm listening from the laptop. So I have to come all the way and press next. To
what
pause.
Do you mean? Like even YouTube has that.
Yeah, okay. You can even play on the background. Yeah. But I'm kind of attached to my Apple Music.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we've done a whole pod about this.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm glad that is back. So it's easy for me to get new music whenever they drop. Because... Mm-hmm. That's why you want to drop your music first. If you're a serious artist, you have to get it. That's why you're going to drop your stuff first. Amazing. And shouts to Louis, friends of the show. Mm-hmm. They have a new project coming out. He said he wanted to send me something exclusive, but I was like, I'd really love to listen to the track once it's dropped. I'd want to consume it as a fan first rather than give you my perspective as an entertainer on the pod.
I feel like maybe he's trying to bring you into the inner circle to give like professional judgment, something that he could actually use before he releases, so that he makes it a little bit better.
For him, that wasn't the approach.
Okay.
For him, like, this is final. Like, you listen to this. This is what's coming. It's just...
So you're like, no, I'm all about the sales, the views and stuff. I'm just going to listen to it live. I love it.
Exactly.
It's
like you playing a podcast to me while it's on your phone. Just drop it on the internet. I'll give you plays.
Oh, bet.
Yeah, I feel like I want to consume it as a fan first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
I think that's it for me. What have I been listening to? Mm-hmm. Just a lot of DJ plays right now. I think I'm just shuffling on a lot of DJs and stuff like that. Watching
really
a lot.
I don't listen to mixes that much myself.
Really?
Yeah.
You like
I like personal, my own selection.
Personal.
Yeah.
But I tend to gravitate like to a DJ who like kinda understands.
Or maybe it depends. Exactly. It depends on the kind of sound.
Yeah.
If it's somebody like Bobby Nsenga, I'm tapped in.
You know the vibes. You know the vibes. If it's
there's a YouTube channel called The Moment, mm-hmm. bro, Bega, some nice stuff. I think we've seen videos.
Yeah.
And usually I don't like mixes that kind of like cut the song short. I enjoy mixes. Just play the whole track, play the next track. Like
yeah, let's do this fully. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. If you're going to do this, let's do this fully.
Yeah.
But I feel like cutting the songs, you're in a kwanga sana sana good vibes for at the club.
Yeah, at the club. Yeah, we ain't here for too long. We only here for a good time.
Like challenge me to change my dancing style and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Move with the vibe. Who's litty, who's not.
Talking about moving the bus talked. Like,
are they buying drinks? Like, what are we working with here?
Move the vibe mm-hmm. with the Backbenchers podcast. You can find us everywhere.
You want to close out?
Yeah. It's
I think
time.
We have like five more minutes. Yeah, I wanted to get your perspective on something.
Okay,
I read something on IG, and it was like, okay, it was actually two things that we can take the other one to the B side. The first one was like, man, how does sex feel from your perspective? I feel like I need another man on another mic.
Oh my God, and I need another female on another female to be able to answer that in the other way around.
And the other one was like, what did you learn in your last relationship? Oof. So I thought, going through the comments, I'm going to see like people maybe learn stuff, maybe even learned how to drive a car. Like, you're in the comments, all the women were salty, bro. So to some point, I was like making my own judgments. So everyone like, oh, just another stupid man, blah, blah, blah. They're all bashing the man.
Oh, my God.
Like, nobody was saying some. It could, like.
No man was saying anything like about
six,
the women.
It's six comments about how bad men are, and then one good comment. And then maybe one from another man. And it left me thinking, like, do men really not share a lot? Or do women just talk too much?
The B-sides.
Murugi insists, let's take this to the B-side. Make sure you lock on this coming Friday. It's been me, Uncle Buddy, on all platforms.
Murugi has been your girl. Thank you guys for always tuning in. Like, you are the reason why we always do this, man.
Nothing else. Yeah, just for you.
Bet.
You and yours.
I'll show.
So, how do you have a party in space?
Spaceship?
No. Your planet.
Your planet.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.